Welcome, everybody, to Rant of Thrones. I'm Justin.
I'm Kelly, and welcome to the best mother and son Game of Thrones duo in the history of mother and son duos.
In the history of Westeros.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
We're going to be giving you our top three moments from the season six premiere, which was entitled The Red Woman. And in this episode, the fate of Jon Snow is revealed. Daenerys meets a strong man, and Cersei sees her daughter again. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah, there's a lot of bum, bum, bums from that quick description of the episode. So let's get right into it, because we already did an entire breakdown of our thoughts on the episode. We gave our review score. Let's just get to our top moments from this episode, and let's start it off with number three, and that is Ilaria and the Sand Snakes kill Prince Doran, however the hell you say his name, and Tristain.
Oberyn's brother is I say his name.
Yeah, exactly. Oberyn's brother. I like Oberyn's brother the most because everybody knows who Oberyn is,
exactly.
And you can certainly pronounce his name. But yeah, they get killed off in this episode. Holy shit, that was fast.
God. It was fast, and I was very surprised by it. She's pissed. She is just pissed, and she's going to take over.
The line that she said whenever she killed him, and he's kind of, you know, he's fumbling, he's trying to get at her, and he says something about his son Tristain, and she goes, "No more weak men will rule Dorne."
Yeah.
Damn, son.
You know what? What's really interesting to me is for the longest time, we've thought, you know, George R.R. Martin was, that he didn't like women because all he ever showed was lots of boobies and, you know.
And rape scenes. And
yes,
people would get upset.
But the strongest people on this show are women.
No doubt. You look who's left standing in the Game of Thrones.
Right.
And that's what always kind of confused me about the complaints about George R. R. Martin. I mean, because you see these super, just amazingly strong female characters. You look around at what's left right now. You got Cersei. You've got Ilaria and the Sand Snakes. You got Arya. You've got Sansa. You've got Brienne of Tarth. Dany.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the ones that I can think of the top of my head right now. But no, you're completely right. And Ilaria and the Sand Snakes, I think that they're going to be a force to be reckoned with here pretty soon, because not only did she kill Oberyn's brother and Tristain, but his men put up fight.
Well, I mean, the ones that did got dead.
Just one guy, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, well, right. It was his main bodyguard was the only one that got stabbed in the back. And everybody else just kind of sat idly by and
he's like, you're kind of pretty.
Yeah.
And this guy was kind of weak.
Yeah, I guess so. It did take me by complete surprise. It also took me by surprise the fact that when we left off in season five, I kept thinking that Jaime was going to come back directly to Dorne after Princess Myrcella was killed by Ilaria. So she's on quite the killing spree, and I think she's going to be making her way over to King's Landing here pretty soon.
So our number two moment, one that we both loved, and I know you loved it even more than I did, and that was when Brienne and Podrick save Sansa and Theon. I mean, that was just incredible because, I mean, we thought Sansa and Theon, it was it. They were headed back to be just tortured by Ramsay.
Yeah, it didn't look good for them at all. They didn't get very far away, and then those hounds just came up on them real quick. And
yeah.
I love the fact that Theon, he was going to sacrifice himself. He stepped out there and he said, "Sansa died, I left her in the snow," or whatever. Thank God for Brienne of Tarth, her badassery just destroying these dudes, which I love so much because Brienne, she's one of my favorites. I love her. She needs more time in Star Wars. I don't know what the hell J.J. Abrams was thinking. Dude, you've got freaking Brienne of Tarth. You put her in the freaking movie. You make her this badass. He kind of failed on those parts, but I'm hoping in the next ones she's going to be badass, but that's okay because we have her as a badass on Game of Thrones. And I love the fact that Podrick, he's kind of becoming more of a man.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. And I love the fact that Theon saved him, which is really cool. As much as we want to hate Theon, I still like Theon. He was always just, he was just wanting some kind of attention from his dad, from his family that basically abandoned him and left him to the Starks. You know, he backstabbed the Starks, which is a bitch move.
It was, because the Starks, no matter what you considered him, a ward of the Starks or prisoner of the Starks, whatever, I guess it just depends on how you look at it, he was still, they were good to him.
Yeah, they were very good to him. So I'm glad to see that he's repaying it with Sansa. He's seen the error of his ways. Again, I was very surprised that he wanted to sacrifice himself, knowing what was going to be back there for him in Winterfell with Ramsay. So
I think he thought he was going to die immediately. I don't think he thought that they would take him back.
Yeah, that's true. I think he would have liked to have died instead of going back there to see his old pal Ramsay.
Oh God.
Yeah, not cool. All right, our number one favorite moment from this episode, which was a completely blow every Game of Thrones fan's mind, was Melisandre revealing her true self at the end of this episode. What a crazy, crazy ending of a Game of Thrones episode. She stands in front of that mirror. She starts to unrobe. And as you said in our complete breakdown, she shows off those amazing boobies that she has.
And I thought that was the whole purpose of the disrobing. I'm like, oh my God, yeah, here we go. We got to see them. You know, it would not be an episode of Game of Thrones unless we saw her breasts. But no, that was not the point.
No, it was definitely not the point. We find out what a lot of Game of Thrones fans have thought for a long time. I don't think that it's in the books at this point. I've only read up to book 3, so I have no clue if this is actually revealed in the books, but she is a very, very old magician, I would guess.
Yeah.
Witch?
Witch. I don't know. Can women be wizards?
I think so. There's wizards. Yeah. Hermione Granger's she's a wizard.
Okay. So
are the teachers in Hogwarts. So.
Okay. Then yeah, I would call her a wizard.
I like wizard.
Yeah.
I like that more than magician.
Yeah. An old wizard.
Yes, exactly. She used to teach at Hogwarts.
That would be
a cool crossover.
Yeah. All the nerds are going crazy now.
Yeah, exactly. Melisandre with those luscious.
Well, they weren't so luscious last we saw.
No, that's very true.
They were a little saggy, but...
It doesn't ruin it for me. Doesn't ruin it at all.
No, because, you know, we're assuming she can put the necklace right back
exactly,
on.
Exactly,
and they go right back to where they were. So
yes.
All right, and, you know, so we have an honorable mention, number one. And this is actually the number one worst moment, and that is Jon is still dead. Or John is dead, period. I mean, John is dead.
Yeah, John is dead. A lot of the cast members were saying this in the off season. They're like, hey, you keep asking me this question. John's dead. He's done. You can hope, you can pray, you can dream. Jon Snow is dead. And yeah, in this episode, he's definitely still dead.
Yeah.
And my heart is still broken. So
mine too. At least we still got to see him, though.
We did. That may be our last look at those long, luscious locks.
You talk about those long, luscious locks.
Because I'm
lot.
Jealous. Jealous of that hair. Who wouldn't be jealous of that hair?
There's
women that are jealous. You know, even gets it mentioned in the episodes that women are jealous of his hair. And go back to season one.
Yeah.
Because I think it was Robb Stark that said it, that there's nothing that Jon Snow likes more than his luscious hair.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. Right before he gets a haircut.
Yeah, exactly. Right before he gets it all cut off. But this is a fantastic episode of Game of Thrones. I cannot wait for next week's episode. So make sure that you hit that subscribe button below. Leave all of your comments. What were your top moments from this episode? What do you rate the Game of Thrones season 6 premiere? Let us know. Thanks so much for watching. And we'll be back next week with more Game of Thrones. Coming and I
tell you something. All that glitters ain't gold.